It's 8:09 on Classical Mornings. Mark Glassman's on the phone with his film reviews. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you this week?
Terrific. What about you?
Great. Well, wonderful. It's been fun listening to you all week, and good. Here we are at the end of the week.
Yep.
And a couple of films. So, and in fact, a film and a film that's in a festival. So I'll start off by talking about the film that's all by itself.
Okay.
It's called Sacramento. It's by Michael Agorano, who has kind of been doing work in TV, and is friends with Michael Cera, who, of course, was at some point a big star.
Sure.
And so this film is an American indie road film. And, of course, there's been many, many road films over the years. You might remember Thelma and Louise, for example.
Yes, indeedy.
And, of course, Easy Rider and Paper Moon, so many over the years. And in this case, it's a story of a couple of guys who are now probably in their 30s, not really crazy adventurers anymore, but still people who can still head off on the road. In this case, Michael Cera plays Glenn, and he's a very vulnerable guy. He's married to Rosie, who's played by Kristen Stewart. So there's a couple of stars in this film.
Yeah.
And obviously friends of Angarano's, because this is not a big budget film. What happens is the Angarano character shows up and takes Michael Cera away, supposedly to help him go to Sacramento to bury the ashes of his late father. And it turns out that this is sort of a phony. The father didn't come from Sacramento. There was no particular reason for him to go there, or rather there is a reason, but that reason is concealed for quite a while. So they're on the road. They do the usual kind of semi-adventurous, semi-silly things, and they arrive in Sacramento, and it gradually becomes obvious that what's happened is the Angarano character wants to make it up with a woman that he's had a relationship with and who now has his child. So really what this film is about is people, well, men, who have to learn how to become parents. And so there is a kind of serious theme that's actually happening here. The Michael Cera character is having difficulties adjusting to the fact that the Kristen Stewart character is going to have their baby. He likes it, but he's also a very vulnerable guy. And the Angarano character wants to make it up to the character played by Maya Erskine, who was a child star on TV, and in fact, in real life, has fallen in love with and is married to Michael Angarano. So this is very much a family affair, this whole film. You can almost make a documentary about the making of this film, I think. Maybe that would be interesting, too. At any rate, it's a road film that's fun, and I think in some ways very interesting because it isn't about adventure and people going crazy, and it is very much not a macho film.
Okay.
It's instead a kind of a film about these vulnerable guys learning how to become parents, mm-hmm. and women who are stronger, who are willing to accept them. Mm-hmm. So an interesting, not what you would expect from a feature film, and Sacramento is all the better for it. Now, the other event that I wanted to talk about, which is also a TIFF Lightbox, as is Sacramento, is the Next Wave Festival. Now, this has been going on since 2012, Gene,
mm-hmm.
And it happens every spring, and the idea is to have high school students in Toronto choose films. And these are all new films by youngish filmmakers, mm-hmm. and it's usually first features. And over the course since 2012, they've discovered some people: Chloe Zhao, who went on to do Nomadland; Gia Coppola, who's The Last Showgirl was a hit last year; Celine Sciamma, who's become a major film director in France. So they've had hit people, but really it's not so much about that. It's not about finding people. It's more about trying to express what it's like to be young. The anxiety of it, the exuberance of it, what that life is like. Mm-hmm. So that's what this festival is about. It's called Next Wave.
Right.
It's on all weekend at TIFF Lightbox. Mm-hmm. And certainly we're seeing. Now, I ended up seeing one of the films. There are lots, but I thought that I could give you a sense of one of them anyway.
Okay.
It's called Pools. It's by a man named Sam Hayes, and it stars a woman named Odessa Azian, who you discover as the film goes along is actually a singer-songwriter. And so at the end of the film, the reveal is that this woman who's unhappy and is kind of acting out throughout the film, part of the reason why she's unhappy is about the death of her father, but the other is that she's been repressing her own artistry. And in real life, Odessa Azian is a singer-songwriter, and she's quite good. So that's the kind of interesting thing about it. It's a kind of a crazy, fun film. The pools are in Lake Forest, which is a suburb of Chicago, and the conceit is that these five young people, college-age kids, break into a couple of the mansions and go swimming in the pools during a humid Chicago summer. Right. So it's romantic. It's exuberant. It's kind of fun. Okay. It's not perfect, but I enjoyed it very much, and I think it's very much in keeping with the Next Wave Festival. And what's more appropriate than to have a Next Wave Festival that has a film called Pools?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why not?
Right. So a couple of interesting films for the weekend, Sacramento, or if you want to check it out, the Next Wave Festival. Both are at TIFF Lightbox.
Thank you very much, Mark. Sounds fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Have a nice
weekend.
Yep, you too. We sure will.
Bye.